Welcome back, everybody, to Sin Vergüenza, the freaking podcast. I'm your host, Ale, and I'm joined alongside my co-host,
Mr. Anonymous.
All right, this episode is going to drop on the 5th. The day after is my birthday. So I didn't even think about that till now. What would you do for a birthday episode?
I put my Cash App in the bio.
All right. Sometimes we say it as a joke. This time, I don't use Cash App. I might just drop your Cash App. Oh, no, we'll see.
Getting my Cash App and my Zelle if you guys want.
You know what? I don't even need you guys to Zelle me. What I need you to do is drop a dream in the Google form listed down below in the bio where you can go ahead and drop a dream, like in the dream segment. That's going to happen in like 20, 30 minutes from now. But you can also drop a secret and ask for advice. All anonymous submissions, starting it off just like that. It's Gemini season, boys, and I don't even know what to say. I feel in my prime.
How does the other you feel?
The other me feels scared because I don't want to be older. I don't know. Isn't it where they say, like, what's your Jordan year? Is that 30? What's Jordan's number?
25 or 21?
Oh, I'm not there yet. All right.
Not there yet.
Yeah, 25. Oh. I know. I think it's in your 30s. I'm not sure. Something about there's a Jordan year. We'll wait till I get there.
23?
Ah! I already had it, y'all.
Yeah, last year, yeah. I told you.
Apparently, everybody's like, oh, your Jordan year's the best, all this and that. You're going to get your shit. I guess I slacked off. But yeah. So tomorrow's my birthday, but we're still going to drop an episode, so fuck it. All right. Now, do you want to go ahead and start off with our weeks? Do you have something that you did, learn, interesting, funny?
Not really this week. This week was pretty relaxing. We did go to the comedy club, which was fun.
New Wool Comedy Club, guys. Every Friday, they have can of cocktails, they have a dab bar, sometimes, I don't know if it was all the time, but yesterday was buy a drink, get a pre-roll for $5, so that was a deal. I don't think it's all the time, because the other time we went, it wasn't like that either. On Tuesdays, it's industry night, or Tuesdays or Thursdays, don't quote me, but if you work in the cannabis industry and you have your police card, you can go ahead and get a discount.
Your police card.
Yeah, it's a police card. And then what else? They have a karaoke night, which I might be down for. So, and then there's something else too. Oh, Sunday Fun Day. They have Sunday Fun Day.
You guys are going to catch the host out here singing Afro Man songs.
Oh, hell no. Y'all better not pull up when I'm there. But, or you know what? Pull up and we could have like a sing off. But they do like all kinds of cute little different night parties and stuff like that. So, and you could go ahead. It's a lounge outside. There's upstairs. Yesterday there was a fireworks show from the strip and that we could see. But it's free entry, at least for the comedy show. I don't know about the other stuff, but free entry for the comedy show. You could sit there, smoke, and laugh. Those guys were funny. There was a couple of comedians. I think we seen three or four.
Three.
They were all pretty funny. I chuckled once or twice, a couple of times actually. But it was good vibes. The drinks were good. I got a something sunrise. That one was so delicious. And then I got a blue dream something. It had like coconut and some soda. I didn't like that one.
I had to end up drinking that one, you guys.
The frizz of it kind of just like, I don't know. It wasn't like even Sprite. I don't know. It was the type of soda that was in there that I didn't really like. I still drank some, but, to each their own.
I like both of them. Also, there's food truck there, you guys. They have food trucks always there.
Last night
there
was hibachi. I'm surprised you weren't like, oh, nom.
Honestly, I was going to like munch out on it because that's the one that we had at Foodie Fest.
Oh, it was that same one?
It was the same one. And you guys, it's called Hibachi Time.
That one that we
keep
talking about. And
that one is really, really good, you guys. If you guys see it out, you guys should take a trip. But yeah, that was my weekend. It was just last night's date night was the highlight of it.
Drinks were so good.
I woke up with the fucked up shoulder.
$6 drinks.
I woke up with the fucked up shoulder, and our host decided to push my neck to the side. I forgot why we were playing.
I push your head, and you're like, ah, stop.
And after that, you guys, my arm stopped working for the next, was it my, my Friday. My arm was literally not working.
It's
but
okay. You didn't need to do nothing after that, but you're good now. I think so.
I'm a lot better, yeah.
Those drinks definitely helped. They were yummy. Tell me why we both ate. Like, I ate a torta. You ate a Subway. Same shit. We both ate fat-ass sandwiches before we left. And then once those drinks kicked in and I had that joint, guys. So I've been craving. If you guys seen, In-N-Out has a Flying Dutchman burger where basically there's no buns and there's grilled onions as buns. I have been craving that since I found out about it. Tell me why. We have our drinks. We go to In-N-Out because I'm like, In-N-Out sounds so good right now. You know, the munchies hit. And I forgot to get it. So I'm just going to have to get some Tuesday or something. I don't know. Maybe tomorrow for lunch. We'll see. But yeah, it was good. It was fun. It was really funny last night. I liked it. I really want those drinks again. Let's see. For me, I've just been reading into my book. I don't know if I told you guys which one I'm already on. I'm on, it's from the same series. It's called A Touch of Ruin. Pretty good series so far. I'm having a cramp. Okay, so on Friday, basically, I went to go get a haircut. I went to go buy groceries. Let's see. And that was pretty much it. It kind of took the whole day. Where do you guys like buying groceries from? Do you guys have, like, are you guys in Vegas? Where do you guys like buying your groceries? Because I have some bones to pick with each of my grocery stores, but you know, it is what it is. I feel like anywhere you go now, everything's ever really overpriced. But yeah, pretty much that. We had the same weekend. We just came back from the mall today too. Went to do some birthday shopping. If you guys are like signed up for any loyalty programs, whether it be at food places, stores, you know, pretty much anything you're signed up for, make sure you check your birthday discounts on there. I just got like $10 from one store. I fucked up. I'm pretty sure Vans gives me something every year, but I don't think they sent it to me yet, so I didn't get to use it. So yeah, we just went shopping, got some chonies and some shoes. What else? Literally did get chonies though. It's a good feeling when you buy a new bra and some new underwear. It's really good. Do you get excited for new chonies?
No.
I don't know what to say about that. But
I get excited for car parts.
All right. So yeah, and then we had some pizza pretzel bites from Hot Dog on a Stick.
It wasn't Hot Dog on a Stick.
It's not Hot Dog on a Stick.
It's Aunt Annie's.
Oh, from Auntie Annie's. Those shits were so good. Yeah, that was pretty much it. There, guys, if you guys are going to the mall this summer, don't. There's teenagers everywhere. Like, everywhere. They were so loud. One of them was riding his bike in the middle of the mall.
When you become an adult, okay, and you start, okay, realizing the hooligan shit, no, you used to do.
We didn't tell them how these little fuckers pranked us.
Us? I literally looked at you and I was like, bruh, like, that has to be fake.
No, you didn't. You did not say shit.
I didn't tell you nothing, but
you
I
didn't.
It.
And I didn't look at you because I was too busy looking at the bill. Okay. So, okay, I seen who did it. So tell me why we're going upstairs on the escalator, right? That's the escalator?
Uh-huh.
So we're going upstairs and I see these little fucking kids throwing shit off the balcony. And I seen it and I thought they were just like fucking with people on the floor or something. So I'm like, ugh, pinches mugrosos. So I seen it. And then at the end, when we go shopping, go around, you know, we were there for like an hour or two, you know, just walking around and doing some stuff.
Yeah.
We were also recording our couples. So I seen that when we're about to leave, we go down the same escalator and I see $100 bill. I was like, ah. We had just went to GameStop and you wanted something that was $100. But because the car parts come first, you were like, no. Nah. So I was like, bro, this is perfect. So there was a lady cleaning, a janitor cleaning upstairs, and she had the broom. I was like, go get the broom, swing that shit, and I'll catch it. I should have had you catch it, because then I was like, what if a guy tries to punch me for this bill? I was really scared about that. And so, yeah.
I'll throw the mop at him.
Grab the mop. Grab the mop and smack it down. This shit was fucking paper, y'all. These little assholes knew what the fuck they were doing. So these two workers call me and they're like, hey, did you get the money? There was some people trying to get it earlier. Da 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 da. And I was like, these little assholes, it's paper. And they're like, yeah, we seen, but we thought it was real. Nope, it was fake, y'all. We got fucking bamboozled.
I mean, I'm satisfied knowing now that a lot of people tried and didn't get to it. So,
and we did.
I did it.
If you guys see us on TikTok, fuck y'all.
If you guys see me on TikTok, y'all put he got motion twin.
Not even just that. If y'all see me on TikTok, y'all better at the fucking podcast. Damn. But yeah, guys, we got bamboozled. Wah, wah, wah. And then you... All right, now you explain what you did after. I didn't want to do nothing after because I didn't like when it was done to me. So I wasn't going to do it to anybody else.
So when we walked into this set mall.
We did walk into a mall. You make it seem like if the mall was fake.
Anyways, we passed by these little claw machines, and one of them was a Starbucks one that says win $100.
They have like... the reusable Starbucks cups in there. And then on the inside, they have like gift cards or some could be empty. And yeah, some do go up to $100.
And I decided to put the $100 bill inside the machine, like where you grab your winning.
Your toy.
Your toy, your basically. Prize. And yeah, it's just basically like if it goes in there and it broke open and the last person didn't see it, you think you win, but you don't win.
Yeah. I can't believe we got bamboozled like that. I feel like those people that put the fake outlets in airports.
Honestly, like, I've been seeing this guy from TikTok post a lot that he, like, goes to, like, the strip and shit. And he'll put, like, $100 or $200 bills, like, under the Bellagio.
Oh, but it's an ad.
What do you mean?
Oh, wait. I think we're talking about two different things. Because I've seen people that do that. But, like, when you open the bill, there's an ad inside.
Oh, no. He does it, like, a scavenger hunt and, like... he put like $200, I think, under the like Bellagio. What would that be? Like the railing? The
waters?
Yeah, oh. Like the railing around the water. And you basically had to go find it. And he I've shells seen you where.
That do that.
Yeah, that shit's pretty cool. That's what I thought they were
you
trying
see,
to do.
Back in my day, we used to do that with little gram sacks. If you guys. So.
What?
Yeah, like with little dime bags.
Oh.
Yeah, so. I remember one time, I wish I had this plug still. He was so cool, him and his cousin. This was back in the day when I still needed one, y'all. Don't buy drugs, kids. Don't do them. Don't. I'm just kidding. Learn from my mistakes. I don't regret it, though. All right. Anyways. So, yeah, like on 420 or like whenever he was like, fuck it, he would do a scavenger hunt around like the east side. And it was basically like a dime or maybe like a dub. And he would just hide it, post it on his story and like show the surroundings and was like, if you know, you know. One time he did it right here over by the McDonald's and the dollar store. Uh-huh. Over there on Owens. Yeah, he showed the Planet Fitness. And I went because I was, guys, it's like right here by my house. And these fucking assholes beat me to it. Like, if I would have got there, like, 2 minutes sooner, I would have won. It was a cart, and I think it was a dime. And it was 420, so he did a good one. So it was a cart and a dime, or maybe a dub, I'm not sure. But for sure, a cart and some weed. And as soon as I pulled up, somebody pulled up, jumped out their car, and got out. I was like, fuck!
Yeah. You should have hit him with the car.
Yeah. Oop. Yeah, but that shit was ass, because I was like, damn, bro, I was right here. Well, sorry, y'all. AC kind of turned on. Somebody turned it on. But yeah, that was another scavenger hunt.
I never had a plug that did that. Well, I mean, in my little ass town with so many cops, it's like
you would just show them out and they're like, fuck, which one? But yeah, that was our weekend so far. Pretty cool. I'm just really butthurt about that. Can't believe I was actually, I really think, like, there's no way they didn't record that. I really hope I'm not on TikTok right now.
I hope so either. My identity will be out.
So, let's go ahead and start with our first segment, or do you have something else to say about your week?
Let's start.
All right, so this segment is Uncontrolled Woman. In this segment, we go on the period app called Flow. It's an app that helps you track your period. It has a woman's chat room, so we could go ahead and talk to each other, ask questions, ask for advice, you know, girl talk. There's also a part on it where it helps you learn about your body. We all know that sometimes we don't get to talk about not even just the birds and the bees, but simply about our own bodies, how to take care of it. What are some signs of these things? You know, there's so many things that could happen within just our vagina. So right here, we're going to help you learn about it. We're all going to learn about it together. So today's topic is, which foods help with period cramps? Do you think that there's any foods that help with period cramps, or maybe not help with the cramps?
I would say anything spicy wouldn't be something that I would expect help, or I would expect it to like be worse for you if you eat that. I would think anything like dairy
right
wise.
Right now the time is 7:02. Sorry.
I think dairy products, just because like when I have like my stomach hurts, like dairy makes it even worse for me.
Okay. Sorry. I don't know why I said sorry. All right. Well, I mean, if that's to each their own on what makes their stomach hurts. So obviously whatever already doesn't make your stomach feel so good, you should most likely avoid it on your period. All right. So before we even start, this is just going to say studies don't really say any certain foods will reduce your cramps, but experiences do vary from person to person. Based on what they eat, like we said, there's no studies that prove any of these foods actually work, but it's pretty much saying each person has something that makes their stomach hurt, so just don't eat that too. Cramps are just going to be really related to prostaglandins, and that's what makes your uterus contract, and it makes it cause some pain. So that's just how those cramps begin with in general. All right, the next topic within the subject is, if this is about your uterus, where does the diet come in? So how are these two connected? So prostaglandins aren't really hormones. They're a different chemical that causes inflammation inside your belly. So you know how like when you fall or cut or maybe like get bit by a mosquito and you get like red and swollen?
Right.
So that's your body starting to heal. Its prostaglandins are going to make that happen. It's going to do the same thing to your uterus. Instead of healing an injury, it's just releasing period blood. So, I mean, I don't know why it does that, but that's what that says. So there are some foods that do reduce inflammation. Some people say that the Mediterranean diet is one of the ones that doctors recommend the most when you want to reduce inflammation in your stomach. There are other foods that do help with that, and it's going to be salads, olive oil, nuts, seeds, lentils, and beans. If you're a meat eater, then these two will go ahead and help you reduce inflammation, and it's going to be chicken and fish. I'm down for some seafood broil and chicken wings, so sign me up. It says a diet high in fiber, which consumes of fruits and veggies, is going to go ahead and it's going to help with less period pain. Well, it's associated with it at least. So all you're really trying to do is just have foods that don't really make you that bloated, like rice or beans, you know, just, well, you do want beans apparently, but like, you know, just that heavy stuff, the noodles, like stuff that's just gonna blow up in there. Some supplements do help with pain, but again, they're not related with the cramps. So if you drink some herbal tea, that might help with some relief, and green tea also has some antioxidants and some inflammatory, you know what I'm trying to say, effects. So, you know, just like we said, stuff that'll help you lose the bloat. Hormone levels change your appetite as well, so you might be craving something sweet, but just know it might not be the best. But you know what? I'm not one. This is what they say. I don't listen to that because, shit, the first day of my period, I bought 3 bags of candy, a Coke, and then I ate a raspado as I was eating those. So, I mean, to each their own, but like we said, they said it's just suggesting because of, you know, obviously we're kind of bloated on our period and it makes our stomach hurt. So they're just basically adding two and two together, whatever doesn't make you bloated and whatever reduces bloating. But there's no proof that it actually says it helps it. So it's just ways to kind of work around it, I guess. But yeah.
I didn't know what Mediterranean food was, so I looked it up.
I don't know. I used to pick up a lot of it back like when I was doing DoorDash. Sometimes it smelled good, but sometimes it just, I don't know, it's very different. I can't say nothing because I never really got to try it. One time I did try like one of their papas. It was like with cheese and some other shit, but you can't go wrong with french fries, so I wasn't nothing crazy.
So it says the foundation of the Mediterranean diet is plant foods. That means meals are built around vegetables, fruit, herbs, nuts, beans, and whole grains. Moderating amount of dairy, poultry, and egg are part of the Mediterranean diet as it
but as I thought seafood. Mediterranean's were like people. Isn't that like some type of person? Or is that just a type of diet?
I think it's just the diet.
Oh, because the way they made it seem like at the restaurant, they made it seem like if that was like a culture thing. I might be tripping. I might not. Don't come for me, guys. But like I said, don't knock it till you try it. The papas were fucking good. And you could put like, I never had papas that you put limon on unless they're lemon pepper. But limon and cheese doesn't really sound good. But it was good. I liked it. Do you have something else to say? Are you good?
No, I was just seeing if there were people, but it doesn't really explain it well, so.
Oops. Well, either way, now that we're on the topic of food, I'm going to go ahead and talk about this. So, recently, Speed, is that his whole, like, at name? Or iShowSpeed?
iShowSpeed.
Okay. So, recently, iShowSpeed, he went ahead and did this. This is a game that goes back into ancient times. Like, literally, this has been going on for at least 600 to 700 years. This is old. It's technically, like, they consider it, like, kind of like an old Olympic game. It's not from the Olympics, but that's what they feel it is to them.
Right.
To I guess, their culture. I'm not really sure. All right. So, basically, it's going to be a race. Somebody lets go of a 7-pound double Gloucester cheese, if I'm saying it wrong, sorry. They go up this 200-yard hill and they drop the cheese. The cheese rolls down the hill and it basically catches up to 70 miles per hour. It's one of the oldest customs that survived Great Britain, and it's in a village called Brockworth. It happens all the way up in Cooper's Hill. And like we said, it goes back 600, 700 years. So once they let go of the cheese, everybody runs down the hill. And the first one to make it down the hill wins the cheese. That's the only prize. They just win the cheese. And so you see people flipping, bouncing off the hill, like going nuts for this fucking cheese.
Pinche queso todo. The little sucio and shit.
No, literally. Well, I'm pretty sure it's in some packaging or something. There's even a guy who set a world record because he won it like 23 times in a row. Like,
oh, he wasn't playing. He had motion. I'm pretty sure
he just threw himself from the top. Like, there's like, Jesus. But yeah, I think Speed got injured in it or something. I don't know. A lot of people do end up injured. Broken bones, some scrapes, it gets really dangerous. It really does. I didn't see anything about any deaths, but I did see a lot about people getting hurt. So, yeah. Would you run down a hill for some cheese?
Fuck no. What do I look like, Tom and Jerry? Hell no.
I've never even seen Tom and... Well...
In town, we used to... At the baseball fields, we had like a little hill.
And they sometimes... They can date it back from 1826, but they say that that's only the first time it was technically recorded, but they had already been doing it for 600 years.
Right, prior.
Yeah.
We used to get the top of like boxes, like the plastic boxes, and we used to get on top of like the baseball hill. And when it's all wet, like you just kind of slide like a snowmobile down the fucking thing with the boxes.
Down the mud?
Not the mud. It was literally a baseball field, so it would be just grass, like all on the sides. Mm-hmm. And if not, like we would go, since it's dirt over there everywhere, we would just go up a hill and we'd find like big ass wheels to where we could fit inside of them.
Ooh.
And literally just roll ourselves down the hill inside the tires. But
did anybody get hurt?
Oh, hell yeah. You would get off of that shit with like your back hurting, arms like smacked your face across a couple of times and shit. But you just get back up and keep going. Like, that shit's fun.
I'll go ahead and insert clips here as well if I could find more clips of it and the speed one. So if you're on YouTube, check that out. I remember when we were little at the right here, mm-hmm. like right behind it, they're not apartments, the little duplexes behind us.
Oh, okay.
There's a hill and I would always roll down that hill, but like I guess I'm allergic to grass or something, because whenever I'm laying in grass, like
you get the hives.
I can't touch grass. Like, yeah, it makes me itchy. Or is that everybody?
It happens to a lot of people.
Yeah, so I would do that and then I'd be like, ah, it fucking burns. But yeah, even that, like it was like, oh shit, like I might smack this wall, but it was fun. So the fact that these people are like, dude, that cheese is already catching 70. Like there's people that bounce off that fucking mountain, like, or that hill. It's so scary. But the cheese that makes it, like even them, like they've been in it for a long time. It was this lady who was doing it for about like 60, 70 years, making that same cheese for that exact game out of hand.
I mean, yeah. that's a cool ass tradition to keep. And like,
it's cool
as fuck to go out there and just have your kids run down there. Like, hey, if you don't make it down kids, that motherfucker.
It was like, it looks like full grown ass adults, but there's like people that are watching and stuff. Like there's a shit ton of people that watch and they're, and in the videos they're like, ooh, ah, eat.
If I was a wife, bro, I'd be over here like, if you don't make it down that hill with some cheese, you ain't coming home. Mm-mm.
He can't even make it home. He's like, well, I'm a lake.
You're gonna be outside fucking getting the milk out of the goats for the next 2 days. Making me some cheese.
Yeah, but that's pretty intense. Would you guys be down to do something like that? What would you do for some cheese? I don't know.
I'll get a tractor tire and just roll down that bitch. I'm faster than that cheese, I bet.
You just pass the cheese and pass everybody. They're like, oh, he's still going. And he went going on for days.
Imagine if they put like a little fucking ramp at the end of the cheese. So you're, it's like you can get it, but like somebody just launches that bitch off.
But yeah, it's called a double Gloucester cheese again, unless I'm saying it wrong. But yeah, Gloucester cheese. Huh, I don't think I've tried that before. I'm not sure. It looks good though, I'm not gonna lie. But yeah, I also want to go ahead and just throw this random fact out there that I didn't know at all. Yeah, that's the one.
You've had it before.
I have. Where?
At my uncle's house.
Oh, did I like it?
I'm not sure.
I guess it wasn't that good to roll down a hill for me, guys. So, like I said, I wanted to go ahead and throw this random fact out here. Since we just had EDC back in March, if you guys don't know what EDC is, it's Electric Daisy Carnival.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big show where they have like EDM music and like unsi unsi and shit ton of people come here and, you know, they just get faded as fuck for days and go unsi unsi for hours. So I didn't know this, but I think it's pretty cool of them to do it, and it's cool that they give back. They like buy a shit ton of trees for like shade and decoration, and at the end of it they just end up giving it all away. So I'm pretty sure they're all out by now. I mean, we're already like what, a month or two past it,
right?
But yeah, guys, make sure that after EDC, you guys check. I don't even know where it's at, to be honest. I just seen it literally right now. But I want to go ahead and let everybody know. And I'm going to go ahead and tell my parents, too, because they give out like cute little trees and plants. They have a shit ton of stuff. Like, I mean, guys, this place where they have it is so huge. So there's a lot of spots for trees. And yeah, they were like, we're going to give back to the community for letting us have our show here. And yeah. They look like they're thriving. So Yeah, you could see, like, all these landscapers, especially. I don't know how the fuck these fools know about it so quick, but, yeah, they, it looks like it's basically take workers. As much as you can. Oh, yeah, huh, that built it?
Yeah, probably the same workers that helped build it.
But, yeah, they have some beautiful trees right there, and they really look like they're thriving. So, next year, EDC 2025, go get you a plan after that shit. Okay, so there's not going to be a dream segment, and that sucks. It really does, because now this is, like, another episode where I don't do all my segments. So, so sorry about that, guys. I had no dreams. Mr. Anonymous didn't have any dreams. If Ranger could tell us his dreams, I promise you I would tell you guys. But I don't know what his dreams are. I promise
you guys wouldn't want to know them.
Yeah, he has nightmares a lot.
Yeah, my
big that guy. Got dark really fast. send Rangy some good energy, guys.
If you guys want to know Mysterio's dreams, though, that fool will be over here dreaming about Cat Buffet.
All right. He doesn't tell you anything about how big you are.
I'm but not anyways, saying that he's big.
Well, because you're over here making him dream about a buffet, you douche. Imagine he's like dreaming about giving you a bouquet of flowers or something, and you're over here like, that motherfucker's eating.
Well, I would give him a buffet.
I want a buffet.
You ever seen the movie Hotel for Dogs?
No.
You haven't?
No.
You guys, you if you guys... keep talking
shit about my son, you finna end up
I
that
have
one.
Not seen the movie Hotel for Dogs, or you have little siblings or kids, let them watch that shit. It's like, you ever, like, looked at homeless animals or, like, on shows or even the fucking commercials?
Okay.
That's, like, send us money and you can save an animal? So, you ever thought as a kid, like, if I could have enough money, I would save all the animals?
Okay.
Yes or no? That was the question.
Yeah, sure.
So, that's basically what they did. They had a hotel that was abandoned and they, like, made it for all these dogs.
Is this real?
I'm not sure. But then, like, at the end, they get caught for having all these animals that aren't theirs. They're strays and shit. Get arrested. They're, like, two little kids.
Jesus.
And after all, like, they opened up an actual building, and it's a hotel for them. Like, the animals.
Aw.
Yeah, it's a cute-ass story. Like,
you know what I've seen earlier, too? It's in Turkish? Turkey? Yeah, Turkey. They have so many strays, like... We thought we had a lot of strays here. No, they have them everywhere. Yeah, it is Turkey. There's basically like a thing where they live with the animals pretty much. Like there'll be animals like sitting on top of their like where they go into the subways, those machines to get their tickets or whatever.
Uh-huh.
Like they're just a cat sitting in there. They'll be like inside the stores just randomly laying on the floor or like there's in the video that I seen, if I could insert the video, I'll insert it here. One of them ended up on TV with the news. Like he just walked into the station and just laid his ass in front of the guy doing the show. Some of them go into the stores and try to lay on the clothes and the people will let them. I don't know if they sell that clothes after or not, though. There was some cat just laying in there. There was a makeup store that had a cat laying on the empty shelf. Like they're everywhere. The dogs like... A full line of dogs just laying down in front of an escalator. So I guess in Turkish, they really are like okay with all the animals doing whatever they want. And they like feed them and hug them and like they just live alongside all the animals.
I mean, I feel like that's how really life should be like.
And they and the city like or yeah, the city, they go ahead and like. They spay them, they give them their shots and stuff, and, like, they'll take care of all that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's actually cool as fuck. When we used to...
There's even a cat in the fridge, like, at a store. Why? I don't know. Maybe he got hot or something. I really hope I could insert a video here.
In Colorado, we used to have deer, and one of the old man found one, and he brought it home. And he basically birthed, like, not birthed it. Well, yeah, his mom was there, like, when they found her. They brought her home. She birthed it out of the barn. And
gave birth.
Yeah. And ever since then, like, that little deer basically grew up with this Peruvian family. They named him and everything. Once he got old enough, they set him out. And he became, like, the leader of all of them. And he would literally call this deer out from, like, miles away. Or, like, a mile away. And would start...
Yeah, I was like, miles? Okay. Well,
like, they can smell. Like, they have really good smelling and hearing. So he would, like, start yelling his name, and this deer would literally walk down with, like, at least 10 of them following after him, and they would all go over there and let them pet them, take off their horns, like, you during the winter time.
What's crazy? I don't know. I don't think I have this. I read it somewhere, though, where I don't know if it's just foxes in general or just foxes in a certain place, but apparently foxes are trying to act like cats and dogs because they want people to take them in the way that they do cats and dogs.
Well, and I could see that. Like they
basically that they're trying to go ahead and like lay down for you to pet them or like meow and shit. Like they're out here trying to act like domesticated animals so people can take them in.
I mean, even like in my town, there's like little foxes out there. And I didn't know about it until my brother actually showed me one. And they're cute as fuck. Like they're really, really cute little like. They kind of look like little dogs. It's so cute.
Aren't they related?
I think they have like some shit to do with each other. But I would honestly adopt a fox. I had a friend.
Yeah, they look sick as fuck. They look like a cat dog.
Who,
cat and dog.
His family dog moved cat. When we were like in middle school. And his mom ended up adopting a fucking raccoon. What? Yeah, like. And it's crazy to think because it's like. They moved, like, to Washington or Oregon, some shit like that. And, like, this raccoon would just come into the house. So she would start putting, like, food out for him and shit like that.
They're funny, though. The way that they just actually stand up and grab shit with their hands. They're
fucking gang members, I swear. Like, they look... They do some shit that is just like, what the fuck? But... Yeah, like, it's crazy. If you give just a little bit of love to these animals, they will follow you. They will, like, really... I don't know. To me, it's like, I feel like any animal could stop being aggressive just by the way you treat it. Honestly. Like, we had a show...
It goes to show, like, even the people in Dubai, like, with whole-ass tigers that they had since they were babies. And they're literally, like, fucking messing around, like, roughhousing with the tiger. Like, hand in the mouth and everything. And it's, like, they're, like, ranger where they're, like, get your hand out of my mouth, you nasty.
Yeah, like, even Mike Tyson had, like, I think 2 white tigers at some point and shit. And it's, like, these animals at any second can just snap and kill you. But they know that you take care of them, so why would they?
Literally, my cats can kill me right now if they wanted to. But speaking of Mike Tyson... you just told me right now, all right, guys, the Mike Tyson and Logan or Jake? Who's the original fighter? Jake? All right. So the fight between Jake Paul and Mike Tyson is officially called off, guys. We didn't get the answers that we wanted. Didn't you say that it was called off?
I told you I wasn't sure about like the full news on it. I seen basically like a bunch of TikToks so far. They have said that the fight is over due to Mike Tyson being in needing medical attention after a certain flight. And honestly, like before this even started, him and his brother have had beef over the years, and everybody fucking knows this. Yeah, they love each other, but they're constantly fucking fighting with each other. And I was telling my coworker like 2-3 days ago, I was like, dude, it would be crazy to see them two fight. Like they're always saying, Jake is always saying that he's the best fighter because he supposedly went in the ring with Floyd Money Mayweather, who's the best fighter in the world, or boxer at least. And he did pretty good, I guess, he thinks. So Jake, being who he is, after this Mike Tyson fight, basically is called off. That's what they're saying now. They went on supposedly a Twitter back and forth.
From what I'm seeing, it's basically postponed. It's just postponing for a little bit.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, and it's because he had something that was making him nauseous and dizzy, so obviously you can't fight if you can't even see straight.
But somebody made a fucking thing where it says supposedly they were going back and forth on Twitter saying if the fight's really over, then Jake wants a chance to fight Logan. And Logan basically responded, or no, Logan saying that to Jake. And Jake basically responded by saying, mom doesn't want me to knock you out, but fuck it. And then the next post from one of them was, loser has to change their last name, which I think that would be a fucking fight to watch.
All right, we don't know if this is true. This is all based on a TikTok. I didn't know this. I thought this was all real information.
I told you about this.
But so far, it's just going to be postponed. So, I mean, who knows if it's going to happen. Hopefully, they both, Mike saying sorry and Jake?
Yeah.
And Jake's the one basically saying, hopefully he does recover. I'm still down to fight him if he's okay. If he's not okay, then we can call it.
Right.
So, I mean, at least he's a good sport about it. Poor Mike. That's pretty sus. Pretty sus, but I don't know, man. I don't know.
I'm not thinking it is sus on Mike's end, though.
All right. Well, either way, now we're going to go ahead and go into our final segment. The segment we didn't get to have last week. Sadly, sorry about that. This is what happens in Vegas. So I just want to ask you each, what's one secret you've never told him before?
I've had sex with a girl.
Oh my god. Was it recent or like in the past?
No, it was in the past. It was okay. Like months before I got married.
Why don't you want to tell him? You scared he's gonna ask you for certain things?
No, I don't know. I feel like it's just weird for my boyfriend to know that. Okay. My past about it.
Alright. Fair enough. Alright, what about one embarrassing moment that you haven't told him yet? You were holding on to that one for a minute. You said it so fast.
Let me think. What's an embarrassing moment I never told him? I've had lice before.
Me too. It's okay. I got it at school. Right.
It's like, oh yeah, I've had piojos. And they're like, what the hell? Like, how? Like, how'd you get piojos?
Dude, honestly, it's hella common, especially when we're little mocosos. Like, yeah, you're gonna get it. All right, I appreciate it. Thank you.
So the first question is, what is one secret that you have kept from her so far?
All my bodies.
Ooh, okay. What about an embarrassing moment you haven't told her?
Embarrassing moment? I don't know. That's kind of hard to think of. Like anything.
She just can't know about it. So it could be before you even met her. It could be you as a little kid, whatever.
I don't know. I don't know. I just... Something I wouldn't tell her? Well, yeah. When I was a little kid, I used to shit my pants in elementary school. Like, I would, like, shit myself and not clean it.
Oh, damn. Really? Yeah. Damn, I haven't had that one yet. You had some with shit, though, but not that one.
That's funny.
Sweet, yeah. Thank
you. I just want to ask you guys, what's one secret you haven't told your partner before?
I think I've told him, like, everything. I can't really think of anything I haven't told him before because okay. I tell him everything.
What about an embarrassing moment, maybe, that you haven't told him, whether it be before you guys started dating or even while you guys were together?
I think there's not really anything too embarrassing that I won't tell him.
No, that's completely fine. That's fine.
The first question is, what is one secret you have kept from her so far?
So far, to be honest, I think her mom's pretty mean, but her mom likes me. But I think her mom's pretty, like, a mean person.
Right.
Yeah, but...
Can't blame you. I had the same issue. Yeah. What about an embarrassing moment you haven't told her?
I think, like, when we were, like, together or just in general?
While you guys were together or in general?
I didn't tell it. One time, I threw up on my ex-girlfriend. I ain't tell her that ever. She's not gonna hear about that.
You were drunk or something, or you just...
I just did it. I was nervous, and I was like, blah.
Oh, you know? Fuck. Yeah. I can't blame you for that one.
Yeah. Shit. All right. Hell yeah, thank you.
All right, those were our couples from our segment, What Happens in Vegas, a segment where we go around asking couples in this new Las Vegas heat, what's one secret you've never told your partner before or one embarrassing moment?
They weren't my couple.
And now we're going to talk about it. What do you mean?
They weren't my couple. I'm not dating none of them. They are weird.
Why are you saying that?
Because you said those are our couples. Like, I'm not a couple with them.
It'd be those uncle jokes that people make, huh, guys? All right. So, with our first couple, the girl, basically she's like, I did some things with the girl, didn't tell him. I don't know. Would you guys be upset if your partner did this, did something with the same gender and didn't want to tell you about it? I mean, I guess if they're not doing it as you guys are together, whatever. So,
I mean, I wouldn't necessarily, like, care to know.
As long as you're just not fully just gay for that gender.
Yeah.
Like, then you should tell him. But if you're, like, still down for whatever your partner is, fuck it.
That's what I'm thinking. Like, if it's not really something that's going to cause an issue between you guys, like.
Oh, my gosh. Not her giving us a gay confession on Pride Month. Hey guys, if you guys didn't know, I share my birthday month. I'm not saying it because like I dislike them or anything. I'm just like, ugh, I have to share. But yes, guys, I have to share. And if you guys know our host, she is our hoe though. Our sponsor, Lily. It's basically Lily's first birthday month, guys, of the year. It's Pride Month, y'all. June is Pride Month, and it's my birthday month. We just got the vibes everywhere this fucking month, y'all. So happy Pride Month, Geminis. What's up? Happy to you too,
Lily. I didn't call you a hoe.
Those gay Geminis, you guys are super powerful right now. Use those powers. Do what you got to do.
Lily, that was not me calling you a hoe, by the way.
I was calling you ho 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 ho. And her birthday is in ho 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 season, so if it's, but yeah, shout out to her for giving us a little gay secret for Pride Month. Perfect. It lined up and we didn't even try. Her embarrassing moment was that she had piojos.
You guys, I
went to one of my first elementary schools. It was really ghetto. So were the people. So I ended up getting lice there. And I had super long hair when I was little. So
Ooh. It
was like, mine.
But
yeah,
I never had it, but like one of
I think it was only once.
My cousin from California, he had recently gotten a dog and I seen how they look.
Ew.
Dude, when I tell you, like, we flipped his little dog over and, like, seeing his belly and he was literally overrunning by them.
Yeah, I've seen those
animals. Oh, my God. Like, it gave me the biggest ick of my fucking life.
What if I had lice right now? Would you pick on my piojos?
I'm burning down the house.
Would you pick on my piojos?
Hell no. We cutting your hair and you putting a wig on.
Okay. Mm-mm. It's like Megan Thee Stallion said, switch my wig, make it feeling like you cheating. Yeah.
Okay.
But. All right, her boyfriend's, ugh, I hate how you didn't know what bodies was. It was obvious it was body count. Yeah, but you didn't ask any questions. Like, is it more? Is it less?
Well,
he didn't ask.
I asked him after just to see, like, if I can get something out of it. Because, like, as soon as I asked him, he kind of just said it and just kind of was like, next. So, all right,
his embarrassing moment was that when he was little, he shit his pants and wouldn't clean it.
I mean, once your girl has lice and you probably got a booty worm, like, there ain't nothing to hide after that. You guys should just tell each other.
I don't know. I think I would be more embarrassed about not cleaning my shitty pants than my lice. Lice is not on me.
But yeah, if you can't help the lice, like, in your situation where you got it from somebody else, can't blame you. But if, like...
No, she gave it to a couple of... I know it was a she because my mom did end up telling me because they had to send a note. I don't know how they outed her ass, but she gave it to a couple of the kids in school.
Ooh.
Well, especially in our class, but then we passed it along to the school. It just started God. Becoming
Y'all had the first fucking coronavirus type shit.
Oh, that was bad. I remember it. I remember, like, she would, like, press the comb onto my head and you can hear that. Yeah. It was not fun.
Ew.
All right. For our second couple, homegirl didn't have nothing, but the boyfriend, said that her mom likes him, but she's a little mean. That's not bad. If obviously she's tolerable, if you can keep that to yourself, sir. So it could be worse, trust me.
I mean, I feel like it's better to have a mean mother-in-law than a fucked up father-in-law.
We all learned that from Phil Dunphy. Right now, guys, I just heard the part where Mr. Anonymous over here was like, same. I was like, I literally said, pause.
She shut that shit down real quick thinking I'm talking shit about her. Like, hold on. I thought we were on the same team right now.
Yeah, I guess what he meant was my mom was mean. I ain't gonna even argue with it. But she does like you.
I know. It's surprising. More than me.
All right. The embarrassing moment for him was that he threw up on his ex because he was nervous. Honey, that's anxiety for you. That'll do it.
I've never had, like, the feeling of throwing up when I get nervous. But my, like, stomach starts bubbling.
I get it in my butt.
Dude, I feel like if I'm, like, that nervous, like, I start feeling like I have the shit.
Yeah, that's anxiety in your ass. That's what it feels like.
But I don't get it, like... I used to get it, like, when I was younger, a lot more than now. I will say that. Okay. Like, going into the office, I would be like, oh, hell no, I better stop by the bathroom. This is going to be a long interview.
So, he threw it. Oh, there's this video. If I could find the clip, I'll insert it here, too, guys. Where this guy's kissing this drunk girl, and she throws up in his mouth. So, if you guys don't like that type of stuff, don't watch it. But she threw up in his mouth as they were making out.
Yeah. You know, like, I never like videos of people showing shit like going into the mouth or coming out of a mouth. Like,
I guess you won't like ASMR. So, we're gonna go ahead and wrap it up here now. That was a pretty good episode, I think. So, it was really fast for me. Do you have anything to say before we finish it off here?
You guys.
And that was what happens in Vegas, too, y'all.
Like she said, it's Gemini season. There's a whole lot of double-sided coins out here for this beautiful month, and just appreciate them. Just appreciate all of them.
You guys talk a lot of shit about us, but most of the best rappers are Geminis, and y'all really like the shit that they say. That's just me.
Just remember, Geminis keep it real, but it's
hard to know when they keep it real in a harsh way. This is very true. And that's how you know everything that I say here on this podcast is me keeping it real. Now, we're going to go ahead and wrap it up here. Again, go down to the bio to go click that Google form where you could drop a dream for my birthday or Pride Month. Fuck it. Drop a secret. Maybe your secret is that you're a little prideful. Sheesh. Let it out here anonymously. Maybe you could ask for advice. Maybe your advice is, how do I come out? I might have to go ahead and have our sponsor help me out with those types of things, but... we're here for you. We're all here for you. The Google form is there for you, and it's anonymous. So if you're listening on Apple or Spotify, make sure you drive a 5-star review. Leave a little comment within that review. If you're on any other platform, because we're on all the platforms, make sure you like, comment, share, subscribe. Share it to all your friends who think that, you know, they need a little laugh in their life. Because, honey, trust me, my goofy ass will make you laugh here and there. I hope so. Other than that, I hope you guys have a wonderful new month, this month of June. I hope you guys go ahead and let your gay friends know that you're there for them, you support them, and I mean, they're coming a long way, because before, I've seen this grow, like growing up, I've seen the gay kids get bullied, I've seen them hiding. I dated one of them because he was trying to hide. I'm like, bro, I know you're fucking gay, but sure. He knows who he is. Still got love for that fool. Nothing but love, guys. It was a funny situation, but make sure you know that you're there for them. If you think somebody is maybe scared to come out, just let them know that if they are, hopefully they don't get offended, that you will still hopefully support them. And give a hug to your fellow Gemini, because they're really misunderstood. Really misunderstood. But yeah, other than that, I hope you guys have a good one. And peace out. No tienes vergüenza, mami. Baby, quiero ser el río de tu Tokio. Chingamos en la casa de papel.